This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. The good news is cigarette smoking continues to decline among U.S. adults. Unfortunately, use of other tobacco products has remained stable or increased. Dr. Brian King is a researcher with CDC's Office on Smoking and Health. He's joining us today to discuss the dangers of tobacco use and ways to quit. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Brian, let's start with how prevalent is tobacco use among U.S. adults?
During 2012 to 2013, one in five American adults, or nearly 50 million people, used a tobacco product every day or some days.
What are the health problems caused by tobacco use?
So we know that all forms of tobacco are addictive and cause cancer and other serious health effects. Smoking alone has been shown to cause 14 forms of cancer, including lung, throat, and liver cancer. Smoking also causes heart attacks and strokes, as well as diabetes and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. It's also important to note that smokeless tobacco isn't a safe alternative to tobacco smoking. Smokeless tobacco is proven to cause oral cancer, including cancers of the lips, throat, and lining of the cheeks. It can also cause heart disease as well as pancreatic cancer.
How many people die from tobacco-related disease each year?
The 50th anniversary Surgeon General's report on smoking found that cigarette smoking alone causes more than 480,000 deaths each year in the United States. This is about one in five of all deaths that occur in the country every year. This estimate does not include other forms of tobacco use, so the number of deaths from tobacco is probably much higher.
Brian, what are the health effects of electronic cigarettes?
The short answer is that significant questions remain regarding the safety of electronic cigarettes, or e-cigarettes, as some people like to call them. Although some people have reported that e-cigarettes have helped them quit, the data that we currently have available show that they don't promote long-term quitting from tobacco. It's also important to note that most of these products also contain nicotine, which is not without risk and has been shown to have dangerous effects on the developing adolescent brain as well as pregnant women.
What are some strategies for quitting tobacco use?
Talk with your doctor about quitting. Tell your family and friends you're quitting so they can support you. Get cigarettes and all other tobacco products out of your house, along with things like ashtrays, lighters, and other smoking accessories. You can also call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for additional free help quitting.
Where can listeners get more information about stopping tobacco use?
They can go to cdc.gov/tobacco and also to smokefree.gov.
Thanks, Brian. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Brian King about ways to stop the use of tobacco products. Quitting can be tough and may require help. If you need assistance, talk to your healthcare provider or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.